This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Everybody is to leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once.
How can he close me up on what ground?
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Round up the usual suspects.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
These government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show. So welcome to the show. A lot of things going on. I want to, it's just one of those banner news days. A sexual harassment situation is going on right now. And it involves the, Brett Kavanaugh confirmation hearing, which some people are saying, oh, it's now chaos. DiFi, Dianne Feinstein jumps in the middle of it. Sexual harassment complaints from, high school? A drunken Brett Kavanaugh. Sometimes when, right after puberty sets in, a drunken Kavanaugh sexually assault some woman. And she just so happens to be a Stanford professor. Wow. See, this is starting to look a lot like Clarence Thomas. No, Christmas is coming. It's starting to look a lot like Clarence Thomas hearings. We're going to be covering that information for you. That's just sort of the thing that's going on right now. We're also going to be jumping into, I think what's going on with the FISA things, and the President of the United States has vowed to unmask a number of top secret documents regarding the Russia probe or false probe. It's kind of interesting, isn't it? But there's going to be some things that are going to be happening. This is one of the things that I've been told, that big things, especially surrounding such people as James Comey. Just a little hint for you out there. This is what is going to be happening. Mr. Comey is, he may be like in some legal trouble. And that might be coming out here shortly. That's just kind of what I've been told. Kind of hint, non-nod. Let's see if it pans out. I think that's sort of the big deal, right? I think we're going to start to see some of these high luster investigations that have actually been going on and you didn't know about it. Because the government kind of works in mysterious ways, right? Yeah, kind of interesting. Anyway, so visit our website, agenda21radio.news and newcaliforniastate.com for all of your latest updates, newcaliforniastate.com. We're going to be listening to the Dave Janda interview of me on Sunday, in which the name of the president is invoked by Mr. Janda vis-a-vis New California. It's a very, very interesting interview. You do not want to miss it. It's going to be coming up in the second hour. And we'll play you the full, complete interview without commercial interruption so that you can hear it. It's about 30 minutes. And it's very, very telling about how people are thinking about New California, especially the president of the United States. Isn't that an interesting one? The president of the United States. Okay, so what's going on with Hurricane Florence? There's a lot of flooding going on. 27 people have died from what we understand at this point in time. And again, that is a fluid number. That's the number that I was given about an hour ago. So, you know, as the hours tick by, as the days tick by, that number may go up, and let's hope it goes down. It may go down. So let's hope that it does that, okay? So we don't want to have any more dead people because of this hurricane, but there's a substantial amount of flooding in some of these small towns, and that is supposed to start subsiding in about a day or so. Well, it's going to peak, I guess, in some places. And it's sort of irregular as these things go, of course. Anyway, we're going to be looking at that and thinking about that, thinking hard about it. We're also going to be talking about California, here I come. And we're also going to be talking about sex trafficking. We have a special guest who's going to be joining us in the third hour. Someone who actually was sex trafficked. Give you her story. And it's a very, very compelling story. Very few people, very few individuals, male or female, because remember, it's sex trafficking for both, male or female, come forward and talk about it. They feel too endangered. So this young lady's going to be joining us in the third hour. We'll be telling you more about that. And she'll tell you her story about sex trafficking. And you'll say, oh my gosh, we learned a lot about this from Agenda 21 Radio and what Paul Preston had to say. And it's, you know, because I just met the young lady, and she's fabulous. She's really very, very courageous, because this is stuff that the deep state does not want you to know about. Did I say the deep state? Those silly deep staters, right? Mm-hmm. They're big into sex trafficking. This is how they get their money, the money hustle. See, people don't realize how much sex and drugs really, really, really do bring out the corruption that we have here in our country today. Cartels running wild and rampant. The open trafficking of human beings, that slavery really is what we have, right in front of our faces, modern day slavery. And of course the left is all in on this. And even some of the right people that say they're right. Listen, as far as I'm concerned, if you're a Republican, a conservative, a Democrat, a progressive liberal, and you're sex trafficking, you're just a criminal. Plain and simple. If you're engaged in that, you're just a criminal. If you're engaged in getting government money to help entice and encourage and enable sex trafficking or trafficking of human beings, the trafficking of human flesh and slavery, you're nothing more than a criminal. That's what you are. You're a slave trader. Republican, conservative, Democrat, progressive, liberal, does not matter. You are a criminal. And we'll be talking about that. Are you a criminal? Do you know people that are actually enabling this criminal behavior? It's an industry. That's the point. And when we have our guest on in the third hour, you're going to be hearing about how the industry actually works and the subtleties and the nuances that you may be able to pick up and recognize about behavior patterns of people that might be suspected of sex trafficking or trafficking, period. You'll learn about grooming, how these individuals are groomed sexually and mentally. It's a pretty interesting process. cult behavior. Actually, we're also going to dive down in looking and see what's going on down in Orange County with this whole thing from Chapman University. Went down to Chapman University, oddly enough, and it was kind of interesting down there the other day. Looking at the progressive elites take over the little town of Orange, California. They're just going to take it over now. You can see their vision working out. All these progressive communists. By the way, it's kind of interesting if you take a look at the communist Chapman University now and the faculty of the communist university of Chapman. They'd really like to hire communists. And here's a couple of departments. What department is this? There's 99 reasons. Oh, let's see if we can find some good communists here. Here we go. It's a Dr. Tara Barnhart, Dr. Don Brown. Atala College of Educational Studies, really. Dr. Kelly Kennedy, Chris Hutchinson. Just to name a few communists at Chapman University. Communists. It's really sad. I'm an alumni. It's really sad that right in the deep part of conservative Orange County, the heart and soul, the Plaza City, you've got a communism that is just exploding on the scene. A very pernicious variety of communism, I might add. It's the Maoist variety. Dr. Peter McLaren. Oh, he's here. I'm shocked to see a communist that's a friend of the Pope teaching at Chapman University. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of My Pillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making My Pillow possible. Years ago, when I invented My Pillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented My Pillow. You can adjust My Pillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Oh. There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Since July, just issuing a statement, this, she says, I'm disappointed. The FBI and White House are failing to take even the most basic steps to investigate this matter. So will Professor Ford participate Monday? Will Judge Kavanaugh be simply delayed or completely derailed? Let's bring in senior fellow at the Center for American Progress, Ian Millhiser, and chief counsel for the Judicial Crisis Network, Carrie Severino. Welcome to both of you tonight. Good to have you with
Good
us.
Good to be here.
Okay, so you've heard a lot about these demands by the Democrats that the FBI perform an investigation. This is what they've told us in part. A DOJ spokesperson says, the FBI does not make any judgment about the credibility or significance of any allegations. The allegation does not involve any potential federal crime. The FBI's role in such matters is to provide information for the use of the decision makers. So, Ian, they've said, we've given this to the White House. We've made it part of the file. That's all we would do.
Right. Yeah. I mean, all that they're saying here, I mean, rape or attempted rape would be a state crime. And so that's just not within the FBI's jurisdiction. And, you know, the job of confirming a potential Supreme Court justice is within the Senate's jurisdiction. So what's going to happen is there's going to be a hearing on Monday. There have been credible allegations, and it's going to be up to the senators to weigh, you know, who they think is telling the truth. And, you know, ultimately, the Senate's just going to have to decide this because, you know, the FBI is indeed limited in the fact that rape is just not something within its jurisdiction.
Is there going to be anything about this hearing? We don't know if Dr. Ford is going to come tonight or not. The Senate Judiciary Committee says they're having the hearing. Whoever shows up is going to be under oath. We're going to proceed, whether it's both of them or just the nominee who said he's ready for this. But will there be any way in which Judge Kavanaugh can fully clear himself or satisfy? Will either side ever be satisfied? Because it's, you know, he said, she said about something 36 years ago. Does either side ever end up fully vindicated in this?
Well, these are claims that are very difficult to substantiate, especially when many of the key details are ones that she doesn't even say she remembers herself. So these allegations, you can't say, well, I wasn't at this party at this day in 1982, because she doesn't know what day it happened. She doesn't know where it happened. I think what we're going to have is an opportunity for both sides to be heard, to tell their story. Judge Kavanaugh says he's looking forward to being able to refute the allegations, and you'll have opportunity for both sides to ask questions, and then it's going to come down to a judgment of the credibility of each of these individuals. But I do think that when you have a situation like this, he said, she said, you also do have to take into account the character witnesses, and we've seen a lot of that going through this whole process. Everyone that was talking about Judge Kavanaugh's sterling reputation, you have the ABA saying in integrity, he doesn't just get an A+, it's an A++. And now we have 65 women who knew him since high school and since then as well, and have, including several women who were dating him and one who was dating him at the time that these allegations took place. They say this is not at all the kind of person we know in Judge Kavanaugh. He always treated us with decency and respect. And so, you know, as people are trying to gauge this, this is going to be the senator's job is to determine, is this so out of odds, at odds with what we know of Judge Kavanaugh? How do we make that call?
Well, and we've heard, obviously, the plan set by the Senate Judiciary Committee Chair, Chuck Grassley. I mean, he chairs this. He's obviously a Republican. We're not hearing a lot tonight from the Democrats about whether they're going to show up, whether they're encouraging Dr. Ford to show up or not. Senator Cornyn says this: if Democrats reject the committee handling this swiftly and in a bipartisan way through regular order, then it's clear that their only intention is to smear Judge Kavanaugh and derail his nomination, Ian.
Well, let's see what happens. You know, her attorney says that she does intend to testify. And I will say one thing, you know, to your point about, you know, there's he said, she said is hard. But what we're talking about here, when you strip away the pageantry and you strip away the fancy job titles that everyone has who's doing it, is you have a job interview. And if I was hiring an intern and there was this serious an allegation against a potential intern, I would hire a different intern. And so I think when you have this serious of an allegation against a potential Supreme Court justice, what you don't want to do, you know, they're not held. This isn't like a criminal trial where they're held to a beyond the reasonable doubt standard. You want to be pretty darn sure that they didn't do it. because, again, it's a job interview. And
how can he, 36 years later, prove himself when she doesn't even know where and when this happened? And listen, everybody processes trauma differently if this indeed happened to her, but she doesn't give him a lot to work with as far as defending himself.
Right. I mean, it is difficult to know what happened here. And
this guy is a moron. If it was an intern, where did they get this guy? If it was an intern.
I guess at a certain point you have to say, if you are not sure that he did not do it.
If you are not sure that he did not do it. God.
There are plenty of other qualified people who can do
it. Plenty of other qualified people. Really? 35 years? And she doesn't know where, when, or how? And she's being trotted out? And this guy, if there was this serious of an accusation for an intern.
Do the job. There are plenty of other qualified conservative people.
Okay, I want to read something here. David Harsan Yanni writing in The Federalist, if Republicans bring up the fact that Ford's allegation wasn't reported or relayed to anyone for more than 30 years until Kavanaugh's name emerged as a possible Supreme Court justice, they'll be accused of attacking a woman. If they point out that her therapist notes, the one that Ford claims prove her charge, in some ways contradict what she's now saying, they'll be portrayed as a bunch of men attacking a sexual assault survivor. He goes on to say, this woman will be treated like Anita Hill and not like Juanita Broderick.
Well, I think the one interesting point about it is this is not supposed to be guilty until proven innocent. What that's essentially what many people are asking, and I think it's also being treated as a let's just continue to use this as a source for delay. Because I think it's the Democrats here who are asking for investigations. Yes, they are not giving him the opportunity to make a case at the same time as they're assuming everything that she says naturally follows. But I think it's also, look at the context. Look at Senator Feinstein, who chose not to act on these. If she thought this was credible and serious, why didn't she ask him in private? Why didn't she ask him all these times? Why did they all wait until this last moment? The timing of this was perfectly timed to block investigation.
And there are a lot of folks on the left who think she's done a disservice to the accuser because of this, because it immediately raises red flags for a lot of people. Ian and Carrie, thank you very much. We'll be watching this next Monday.
Thanks, Shannon.
All right.
Yeah. Okay. 35 years later. I think that, and of course, this was all from repression. Now, the issue comes up with Miss Ford that her mother or her parents were involved with a case of foreclosure. And Kavanaugh didn't treat them right, didn't treat them lightly. I guess. So there's that now. It's payback. This is what Kavanaugh's friends are saying. Let's see if we can get this to do its thing here.
Judge Brett Kavanaugh and the woman accusing him of sexual assault get ready to testify publicly on Monday to the Senate Judiciary Committee. More than 60 women who say that they have known him for over three decades have come to the judge's defense. In a letter to the Senate Judiciary Committee, they write, quote, through the more than 35 years we have known him, Brett has stood out for his friendship, character, and integrity. He has always treated women with decency and respect. That was true when he was in high school, and it remained true to this day. Joining us now is one of the women who signed that letter, Megan McCaleb. Thank you so much, Megan, for being with us.
Good morning.
Good morning. So what was your initial reaction when you heard about this accuser?
Well, I couldn't believe it when I heard she was accusing Brett of this, and I immediately knew we had to rally around and support him because that was not the Brett Kavanaugh we knew.
Who is the Brett Kavanaugh that you know?
Brett was a friend of ours in high school, and to this day, he was always respectful, always decent, never out of control in any way, and always, always treated women with respect.
So what, do you believe this woman? Why do you think she's doing this?
I'm not certain. She alleges that she had this traumatic event, and I feel like it is not the Brett Kavanaugh that we know. It is so wildly inaccurate to his character that I'm not certain where it's coming from.
Well, Kellyanne Conway and the president have said that she should be heard, that we need to hear from both sides in this situation. Do you know anything about her? Because you both grew up in D.C. You went to an all-girls school. Brett went to an all-boys school. What do you know about this woman? Her name's Chris.
Well, the knowledge about this woman is that Everybody thinks she's lying. Everybody. 65 women. We'll be back.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a bill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-826-1132. That's 800-826-1132. Again, 800-826-1132.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle. With all present and the Agenda 21 show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Geez, so many things going on. Even in the third hour, second hour, I'm going to change a few things up here. I'm going to be talking about it's interesting, the new California business and California business. Michael Bloomberg joins Governor Brown to attack Trump on climate change. Really? That's our own Chris Street. Al Gore blames climate change for hurricane call storms, biblical events. This is from the climate summit. We can't resist this, right? Anyway, we're going to talk about that. Okay. Let's get real. Let's get down to it. A little bit more information. This whole thing about Brett Kavanaugh and everything is to me, it's just absolutely amazing. We saw this with Juanita Hill and Clarence Thomas. Really vulgar and disgusting stuff. I mean, so just get used to it. I mean, get ready for it. if this woman actually comes forward to testify, which she will. Now they see they're just heightening the suspense. If she comes to testify, of course, I don't know. The only person you have to worry about here is Jeff Flake. That's what you have here. Okay, I'm going to go back here a little bit, so that because some of you might not remember, and you're younger, and you know you weren't around at the time, and I was, as many of us have known. anyway, so what happened with this Anita Hill hearing? This is back in the day. I can't remember how many years, but our Judge Napolitano has some comments. I'm going to click in on that one. He had some things to say about allegations going to see another version of the Clarence Thomas and Anita Hill hearings. Okay, so Clarence Thomas is a black conservative on the Supreme Court. Maybe you didn't know that. And of course, back in the day, everybody was apoplectic about the black Supreme Court nominee. And this is what we hear. Here we go.
So we've been hearing about for the last few days, but now we have a name behind the accusation. Let's bring in Judge Andrew Napolitano, Fox News senior judicial analyst, on the phone last night after Christine Blasey Ford came forward as the professor, the woman, the accuser behind Brett Kavanaugh, who claims in high school she was assaulted by Brett Kavanaugh and a classmate. So we go back to the 1980s for this.
Okay, her name is Ford. Christine Blasey Ford. Stanford professor. Okay, I want to make that very clear. Stanford professor. That's the way it rolls.
Yes. We had an anonymous accuser. Dianne Feinstein found out about this in July. Then we hear about it a couple of days ago, and now we have a name. What does it mean for his nomination?
So Steve Hilton asked me last night, how does law enforcement view this? Law enforcement would view it very, very skeptically. Because
Why?
Of the passage of time. 35 years. So all statutes of limitations, civil and criminal, both statutes of limitations have obviously expired. Memories fade. Her ability to recall details obviously will be diminished with the passage of time. But because we are in this era, the post-Robert Bork, post-Clarence Thomas era of Supreme Court hearings before the Judiciary Committee.
And Me Too.
Yes, and we're in the Me Too era. I think that this Dr. Ford will be asked to testify, and Judge Kavanaugh will be asked to testify, and we're going to see another version of the Clarence Thomas and Anita Hill hearings right before our eyes sometime in the next few weeks, maybe as soon as Thursday. So the Senate Judiciary Committee will have to decide, is she credible? Is Judge Kavanaugh's denial credible? Is this some sort of a political stunt, some sort of a political Hail Mary from the left? Or did this actually happen, as she says it did? Did she have a repressed memory, as she says she has, until she was in counseling with her husband in 2012? Now, the counseling with her husband in 2012 is corroborated by the psychiatrist or psychologist with whom she and her husband were having the counseling.
Although that psychiatrist wrote in her notes that there were four men there present, the woman says, actually, that's not true. There were four people at the party. There were only two in the room with me. The friend that was in the room, the friend that she says jumped on top of them.
Well, he's denied it
emphatically. He's denying it.
This is what happens when events like this are brought to the fore 35 years later. Memories are different, and people memories fade, and people remember things differently. Two people seeing the same thing at the same time will recall it differently the next day, much less 35 years
later. According to the Washington Post, which broke this story yesterday afternoon with the name, this woman, Christine Blasey Ford, contacted them through a tip line and told her story, and then wanted to come out because Kavanaugh had been named to the shortlist. And then she contacted her Democratic congresswoman, and then she sent a letter to Dianne Feinstein, who, you know, knew this story back in July. And so people are going, well, why wouldn't she tell people about the story back in July?
You know, there's two arguments here. One is, as I said, this is a Democratic Party, capital D, left-wing Hail Mary effort to block an otherwise qualified nominee who the Democrats fear will interfere with Roe versus Wade. The other is Senator Feinstein did the right thing. She did not reveal the existence of this because Dr. Ford didn't want it revealed.
Wanted your privacy.
Correct. Until something happened in the past week or so. I think it was a website somehow got a hold of this and revealed it. And then Senator Feinstein...
Yeah, reporters started knocking on her door.
Right. Senator Feinstein decided, I got to show this to Senator Grassley, and I got to show this to other members of the committee.
Okay. So we show it. Now, let's get back to Anita Hill. Listen to this. Anita Hill, she's the one at the Clarence Thomas business, right? Supreme Court nomination, blah, blah, blah. Okay, Anita Hill, just listen, you just decide for yourself. Anita Faye Hill, born July 30th, 1956, is an American attorney and academic. She is a university professor of social policy, law, and women's studies at Brandeis University and a faculty member of Brandeis Heller School of Social Policy and Management. She became a national figure in 1991 when she accused U.S. Supreme Court nominee Clarence Thomas, her supervisor at the United States Department of Education and Equal Employment Opportunity Commission, of sexual harassment. She was born in Lone Tree, Oklahoma. After graduating as valedictorian of Morris High School, Oklahoma, she enrolled at Oklahoma State University, received a bachelor's degree, Yale Law School, Juris Doctor degree, and honors in 1980. She was admitted to the District of Columbia Bar in 1980. And, of course, she testified that she was sexually harassed, at the last minute, I might add, by Clarence Thomas. This is the famous pubic hair on the Coke can comment that she made. Of course, Clarence Thomas, with class and dignity, handled it, and he was voted in as Supreme Court Justice. Anyway, you're hearing all the good stuff. She was corroborated. She had a witness. The witness doesn't corroborate her story, but she took a lie detector test. And guess what? Same thing in the Hill situation. Sound familiar? Professor, lie detector, cooperative evidence. 35 years ago. Kind of a dim story, don't you think? I'd say it's a desperate story.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a bill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-826-1132. That's 800-826-1132. Again, 800-826-1132.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
We're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. And visit our website, agenda21radio.news. I'm sorry. You know, sometimes I get these humorous little things that come across the screen. Not very often. What's really humorous is the... it's really sad, really, what's happening in Hollywood. This... they're going to be left in old California. They're going to be left in old California. I hate it when this happens, don't you? I'm serious. I'm referring to the Emmys last night. Now, listen, I shut her down. I have shut it down. I'm managing mass media differently. Myself, personally. Because, you know, I'm in it to win it. I'm in it. I'm in this mass media business. But I don't need to be engrossed with it. Ingratiated with it. Even though I'm in it. I don't know if that makes any sense. But my point is that I have gotten to the point over the years... where I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired of it. The mass media of the old, I'm really tired of it. You know, there was air broadcast mass media before, when everybody had rabbit ears, black and white TVs. I'm from the era. I remember to this day when these guys brought in, dressed in uniforms, working for a company, brought in a color TV. Into our house, they unboxed it, set it up. They did some things that was kind of interesting. You have to use a magnet to set the colors correctly on the screen. I'm serious. There's a magnet. So that was back in the day, really. And so sometimes you're looking at the screen, all of a sudden it's green, then it goes red, then it goes black, then it goes green, then finally it's color adjustment. So, like white balancing a camera. It's kind of interesting. It's getting I want to go get into the technology, but I can remember those days. So, I made transitions as a young person, even from black and white TV to no TV. I go back that far. We didn't have a TV for a while. We had radio. Oh, yeah. Yo, 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 radio. We had that. But we didn't have TV. This is a short time growing up. Then I remember the black and white was a Zenith. Where's Zenith TV today? It was a Zenith TV. And this is, this is the creme de la creme. I can remember it was a remote TV. You could sit back with a little button back in the 50s, 60s and press that button. In fact, it was kind of interesting. You know, we have now these little touch screens for buttons. All you need to do is just press things with your fingertips. It recognizes it's human tissue and conveys the message. Back in the day, you had this mechanical thing, and you push the button, and there was this click that went along with it. Now, I figured out, it's kind of interesting, used to ride a bicycle to and from. I used to have this clip on my pant leg, just a steel ring, two curved ends, and I found this out one day. We were watching TV, and I came in, and I grabbed that thing off my leg because I was riding a 10-speed. Oh, 10-speeds, my God. I was running a 10-speed and didn't have any kind of chain protector, you know? So it was very easy. If you did not have the clip on your pant leg, it would get caught in the chain. Remember those days? So we got real quick and bought one of those things for my pant leg. But I was walking in, and TV was going on. I took off this clip, and I dropped it. And all of a sudden, it hit the floor, and the two ends clicked together. And shazam, it changed the channel. Radio frequency of some sort. So then I walked over and I said, And I clicked the TV thing and it moved. And then I dropped it again and it moved. And I figured out radio frequencies must be the same. I didn't know anything about that prompted me to think about radio in a different way. That little thing, that little bugger that goes around your pant leg, you know what I'm talking about? I don't think it works today, but on Zenith TVs back in the late 50s, 60s, it worked. Miracle of miracles. But I'm tired of it. I'm done with that mass media. And so I think I've made one of these passages in life where I'm really kind of tired of all this stuff that you see celebrated on such programs as the Emmys and the whole mass media that they've created, the Hollywood scene. I mean, you go down to Hollywood, it's old. And what it produces is old. They've run out of things. And now what they're doing is they're turning on our own culture, which they've been doing for quite a while, but it's just getting worse and worse and worse, so much so it makes you sick. And that's why the numbers for the Emmys and all these self-aggrandizing things in which they celebrate themselves are dying. There's fewer and fewer of them. And that's okay with me. I think TV is changing. And the people that are making it change are you, the listeners. A lot of you are appearing in your own TV programs. Think about that. Isn't that wonderful? We are bringing TV to life, real life, and it's our lives, our real lives. Anyway, president's going to, declassify a bunch of documents. I can't wait. I'm sure that Robert Mueller's going, oh boy, why is he doing such things? We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra.
Viagra for less than $3 a bill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Med is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-826-1132. That's 800-826-1132. Again, 800-826-1132.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Let's see. Just got this in, and we're trying to get to the story. This is from The Wrap. This is not a rap thing. It's The Wrap. Emmy ratings sink 10% from last year's all-time low.
NBC Awards show's decline is less egregious than that of the Oscars or Grammys. Monday's 70th Emmy Awards on NBC sunk 10% in early ratings from last year, settling for a new all-time low with a 7.4 household rating. That Emmy's decline is not as bad as the ones for the Oscars and Grammys, which dropped 16%. And 20% year over year, respectively. Last year was NBC's highest rated Monday since late 2015. The network pretty much tripled the overnight ratings of its closest competitor, CBS, which posted anyway. This is not good. And this, by the way, here I am talking about this, and this is no joke. Shazam up on Drudge, this pops up. A little thing came across my screen and said, no. It's the psychic connection that's going on. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news, and also newcaliforniastate.com. newcaliforniastate.com. Stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.